So Hugh, can you tell the Freo fans the good news?
Yeah, so I've signed a contract that's going to extend my time at Freo to the end of 2020.
So you had an interrupted start to the year with injury. How promising is it that the club's shown faith in you to extend your contract?
Yeah, so frustrating start to the year. Obviously, a few little hiccups along the way. But it's awesome from the club that's backing me in and showing me a lot of support and a lot of faith in me going forward. And hopefully I can deliver.
Young teenager from Tasmania, what's been the biggest learning you've had this year?
Look, for me particularly was preparation and also being injured for a lot of the season, rehabilitation. So those are two big things for me this year, making sure that I was getting myself right for games, and also with all the injuries, making sure I could get back on the track as quick as possible.
Can you give us an insight into what it's like to be drafted into such a big draft year? You know, we've got 10 players through the door. Like, is there a great connection with the first year players?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the first year players are really close. Like, I think there's four or five of the boys are living together in a house. I'm about to move in with another two other boys, and a few of the other boys are scattered around the place. But yeah, no, a really, really close group. Like, we all get along really well. And obviously, yeah, being such a big group, and a lot of people did have to move into state, so we had that sort of thing in common, which we're there for each other when we needed to be. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great.
So who are you moving in with?
I'm moving in with Adam Chair and Andrew Brayshaw at the end of the year.
Cool. And are you close with those guys at all?
Yeah, those two particularly. Yeah. No, like they, as I said, like we're all really close, but Chez and Schnee are probably my two closest mates, absolutely.
And post-match as well, like I sort of noticed, the guys, obviously the first year players that aren't playing, but obviously there seems to be sort of, you can see you guys all congregate with each other post-match. You know, can you run us through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we don't all get to play, and that's just the hard reality of it. But yeah, after games, particularly we want to make sure we get around the boys, and being all first year players, we've gone through a lot together, done a lot together this year. So yeah, absolutely, we all just get around each other.
Who's helping you this year develop as a player?
There's a few people. I live with Alex Pierce, so he's a great model to learn off. Some of the stuff that he's been through throughout his football career, and how resilient he's been is absolutely outstanding. So yeah, look, I've got a lot of respect for Alex. Look up to him a lot, and I was absolutely rapt when I was told that I was going to be moving in with him at the start of the year. All the leaders around the club, even though it may be just small things, like I pick up on a lot, and I think like all of them, not just with me, all the first year, they've been extremely, extremely helpful. And Matt Tabernard as well, obviously has had a bit of a frustrating season, but he's always there teaching me stuff. Joel Hamling as well is another player who he's more out on the track, particularly, like, just grabs me physically, shows me different things that I need to do and work on out in the ground. So yeah, those few boys particularly.
Were you told you're going to be living with Alex Pierce prior to your injury, or was that?
Me and Alex share the same manager, and obviously Alex is a Tassie boy as well. So when I got drafted to Fremantle, I think manager spoke to both of us, and it looked like we were just going to move in together. And I'd heard a lot of good things about Alex, and that he had a lot of respect around the club, and hadn't met him before. But as soon as I walked in and heard all these good things and saw it for myself, yeah, I was amazed, to be honest.
How helpful was that then, obviously going through that, you know, you first come as to the club, and yeah, you're all excited to get in, and then you obviously get set back with your injury.
Yeah.
How beneficial was that to, you know, have someone at home who, you know, had gone through the toughest thing and had come back to sort of just, you know, feedback or bounce off?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like, I did have a lot of conversations with Alex while I was injured, sort of more just about like where my headspace is at, and that I was really frustrated and those sorts of things. And he could empathise, obviously, and he was very helpful. And also with the like physical stuff, so like getting to the like, extra ices, icing it, heat, extra compression, all those sorts of things, like, he was on to me about, and I really appreciated that through the whole thing.
Ross has been pretty public talking about he has sort of regular catch-ups with the first year players and breakfast and that. How have you seen Ross's influence, not only on your career this year, but, you know, the whole first year group?
Oh, look, I think he does go out of his way a lot to talk to the first year group. Like, there, as we've said, there is a massive, massive percentage of the team is first years. So Yeah, so he's gone out of the way, like me particularly. He's like, he's come, I've had a coffee with him away from football. I've had meetings with him in football, and a lot of the other boys as well, like same sort of thing. He goes out of his way to make sure that we all felt welcome. He came, asked us for feedback, what we think that he could improve on, what we think the footy club's doing really well, what we think that they could improve on. And yeah, he's just like constantly looking for feedback to make everyone better.
Do those sort of, obviously not going into the nitty gritty the details, but do those conversations are more just life conversations, or are they about footy, like, or more focused on footy, or are they just a catch up? Or,
well, I think as a first year coming, like particularly with a lot of the boys moving away from home, like some aspects of it is going to be tough, like the life part of it, like you're living in a completely different state, you're away from your family and your friends. So when I caught up with him, yeah, he sort of asked me a lot about that, and I obviously was really open and honest with him about that, and he was extremely helpful. But also there's a footy side to it, and I think he finds a good way to separate those two. So at footy he'll talk to you about footy, then away from footy he'll talk to you about what's going on in your life.
What do fans have to look forward to for the remainder of the season, but also for next year as well?
The remainder of the season, well, hopefully there's a couple more debutants by the end of the year, and we can get a couple more wins on the board, and next year obviously just continued improvement. Like the boys are going to have a big off season, massive pre-season. So yeah, next year we'll come firing and ready. A few bigger bodies, boys put a bit of size, and hopefully we'll get a few more wins on the board.